This Monday, St. Cloud State University will have a visitor from the small neighboring country to the east. Gudmundur Stefansson, ambassador of Iceland to the United States, will be traveling up north to the Granite City to educate SCSU students, faculty, and the public about Icelandic and American relations.
I'm going to Minnesota on next Saturday to attend the yearly so-called Thorablót, which the Icelandic Association in Minnesota is responsible for. And in Minnesota, we have a lot of Icelanders living there, and as well, a lot of people who are rooted from Iceland and they moved to Minnesota in the 19th century. And Mr. Örn Böðvarsson, who is an high level at the St. Cloud University, he asked me to take an extra day and visit your university and have a lecture on Iceland. So I was more than willing to do that, and I'm going to try to give you a glimpse of what Iceland stands for, the nation, the people. So it would be a treat to meet you guys in St. Cloud and be able to discuss with you about Iceland.
Iceland on the Move is a topic that will be discussed by Ambassador Stefansson that emphasizes not only on Iceland's recovery from the 2008 economic crisis, but the views of the Icelandic community of what part of the world they actually think they're a part of.
We were very seriously hit by the recession or the crisis back in 2008, and our whole banking system actually collapsed, and so we had to rebuild that from scratch. But we are on the move, on the right track in recovering. This title, Iceland on the Move, reflects many other things. For example, I mean, Iceland is actually split into two, because the rifts, the Euro rift and the American rift, you know, crosses through Iceland. So Iceland is, in a way, both part of America and Europe in the same time. And this fact has actually reflected the attitude of Icelanders throughout the centuries, because many in Iceland say, well, why not be a part of America? And the other part says, well, we are European. So this is, in a best sense, you know, a discussion with which we take from time to time.
At the end of the day, Ambassador Stefansson hopes that the St. Cloud community learns that even though Iceland is a small country, there is still a lot to know about their friendly neighbor to the east.
Most of all, I'm trying to profile Iceland, the people of Iceland, the interests of Iceland, the relationship between Iceland and the United States. And in the aftermath, I would be hopeful that the audience would know a bit more about these things and all the related things. So I have not a special point which I want to make in my visit, but apart from overall getting the good people of St. Cloud to know a bit more about the next door neighbor to the east.
For KBSE News, I'm John Peterson.